In March 1915, Lieutenant de la Vie, a 33-year-old science teacher, was appointed telephone officer in the Apremont sector south of Verdun. Telephones were widely used in the trenches at that time, but their installation was often a rather makeshift affair. Only one cable was used instead of the usual two, and the earth wire itself was used as a second conductor. This saved miles of wire and the lives of the soldiers who laid them under constant shelling. In areas where the French and German front lines were close to each other, the telephonists complained about interference. They could hear foreign voices. "It's all mixed up," they said, powerless to solve the problem. Intrigued, Lieutenant de la Vie tried to turn the situation to his advantage. Using rudimentary equipment, he amplified the signals to spy on enemy conversations. His men went out silently to plant ordinary bayonets in the ground or in galleries as close as possible to German positions. They connected them up to the French listening posts with the copper wire used for aerials. The connections themselves consisted of an ingenious system of bullets and rifle cartridges. The results were immediate. French operators could listen to German telephonists. The system was quickly perfected and extended across the entire front line. These so-called special line taps provided priceless information. You're now going to hear a few of the reports on the phone taps heard and translated by French telephonists in 1916. To begin, ground your connection with the bullet and cartridge provided for you. Reports on phone taps of the 3rd of April 1916 from the listening post in Mouilly.
Lieutenant Kempf, we're under intense shelling in Sector C and D.
Mr. Kempf, keep firing. It can't go on like this. The French are firing like madmen.
Lieutenant, there are at least five or six French batteries shelling our advanced position. Can't we have a bit more firepower? An additional battery at least? We need more firepower, please. It's driving us nuts. There's no end to it.
Caesar here. Head injury. Wounded in the arm. Degler is wounded in both legs, but not seriously.
Caesar! The front line and communication trenches have collapsed. Huge amount of damage. The shelters are... This morning, the work was interrupted by the French artillery, which shelled us for several hours. Two dead and three wounded. One seriously.
17th of May 1916, from the listening post at Côte du Poivre.
Do you know how the relief will get through? In what order?
Who mentioned relief troops? The relief cannot be discussed on the phone. What idiot said that? Who was that cretin?
Weitwinkel asked how the relief...
Who are you?
Gefreiter Kopper.
Report to headquarters immediately. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Fourth of July, 1916, from the listening post at Le Bois Carré.
6th Company, are you there?
Ask Lieutenant Gerhardt to come to the phone, please. It's Lieutenant Weiner. I've got some confidential information to pass on. Unplug, please, so that nobody can hear us.
Done.
Did you know that the French have attacked near Péronne? It seems they've captured a few villages and taken 6,000 prisoners.
What? That's unbelievable. Where'd you find that out?
The colonel told me this morning, when I asked to discuss the duty roster with him. It's bad news for us.
Heavens, it's not looking good. Bye!
13th of July, 1916, from the listening post at Les Quatre Enfants.
What? No meat today? But we're getting dried fruit, dried pears, prunes, apples and stuff.
With all that, you'll be stopping for a crap every 10 meters.
Anyway, two men have to be able to hold out 5 days with a loaf and a lump of cheese.
Well, it's all a bit sad.
At least the relief will be arriving early tomorrow morning. But you know we won't be using the communication trenches all the way to Very.
Huh?
From the Uhlanengraben trench, we'll be following the road straight to Very. The telephonists will come with us, of course.
8th of August, 1916, from the listening post at Le Bois Carré.
Can I phone the lieutenant at midday? Is it important? It's to tell them that my six men have been in the same place for 3 days now, and it's more than time they were relieved. They've been there for ages. They're hungry. You get my meaning, Adjutant? How much longer do the men have to stay there without receiving any medical care? Couldn't we take them to the camp? They've had it. Here's the Lieutenant. Lieutenant?
Yes. Contact the medical corps. That's all I can suggest.
But...
That's enough! Are you still there? Is anybody there?
26th of July, 1916, from the listening post at Côte du Poivre.
Congratulations on your gong. You deserved it.
Well, I would have been much happier if the Crown Prince had given it to me personally, like he did to Grun.
I can understand that.
I'm off on leave tomorrow, you know.
That's great. At least you'll get something to eat. I'm dying of hunger here. Do you know what we've got to eat this evening? One herring, mate.
Well, at least we won't get fat.
25th of September, 1916, from the listening post at Côte du Poivre.
This is Siegfried. It's almost unbearable here. All of us, especially the men, are so worn down by the shelling that we can't think straight. The private who went to fetch the coffee was severely wounded. Another from the 9th Company died there yesterday. Yes. Tell the captain that the Dawn Relief saw a French patrol in a foxhole. We fired at the patrol, and one man was wounded, but he was pulled back by the French. His rifle, belt, and cartridges were removed from the barbed wire this morning and hidden by Corporal Brommel.
Hello? This is the captain speaking. For God's sake, in that sort of situation, you should be trying to take the enemy dead or alive. Did you take a close look at the leather stuff to try and find his service number or any other marks?
There was nothing stamped on it, Captain. I've seen a lot of French leather stuff, and it's usually marked. But, Captain, the equipment has changed. It's not like it used to be.
Mr. Vinegar, if the company doesn't bring back any enemy soldiers, dead or alive, within a very short time, we'll cancel the company's leave. You have been warned.
The Germans realized what was happening as early as March 1916, at the height of the Battle of Verdun, and they began communicating in code. In July, they began setting up their own fairly rudimentary listening posts. At the same time, radio wave communication developed, firstly using earth conductivity, then by means of wireless telegraphy, which had already been tried between the ground and planes. This marked the beginning of a new era for listening posts, radio espionage.